I don't need to tell you the association between Thanksgiving and football. If you've been in America for any period of time, you already know about that. So, yeah, let's recap what happened in Thanksgiving football, just in case you were eating for part of the time and you missed some of the games. We've got our Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you spend the whole day watching football yesterday?
I spent a considerable part of the day watching football.
I would imagine. All right, let's talk about what ended up being an incredibly exciting game, and that was the Dallas Cowboys versus New Orleans Saints. Everyone expected the Saints to romp all over Dallas, and that's not what happened. In fact, it was pretty close. The Saints won 30-27, but the Cowboys at many times were leading.
It was a case of good coach, bad coach. They fired their previous coach, Wade Wilson, and now they have the good coach, Jason Garrett, the Cowboys do, who came in two games in a row. They won two games. They've been having a rough season. So all of a sudden, there's this momentum. There's this energy behind the Cowboys, but that sputtered yesterday in Dallas.
Well, they missed a 59-yard field goal, but really, in the end, Drew Brees' pinpoint accurate arm helped save the Saints, I think.
In front of 93,985 people at Cowboys Stadium. That's an amazing amount of people at a football game. The Saints improved to 8-3. The Cowboys, they're probably not going to go to the Super Bowl for the first time. I mean, not for the first time, but the Super Bowl is being played in Cowboys Stadium, so most likely they're not going to be
hurts.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about another team that's actually got a very good record. That would be the Jets. They beat Cincinnati Bengals yesterday 26-10. The Jets.
So this is the story here. The all week last week, Terrell Owens of the Cincinnati Bengals was daring Darrelle Revis, the best corner in football who plays for the Jets, basically saying that he wasn't any good, that he was a slacker. That matchup proved to be one of the things that the Bengals lost all day long. T.O. only had 17 yards catching. He only had, I think, three catches throughout the entire game. He completely got shut up, and that was a metaphor for the entire game. The Bengals started off fast, but the Jets ended the game very quickly in the second half.
All right, let's go to my heartbreaker of the day. I mean, it was expected. The Detroit Lions lost to New England 45-24. I mean, the Pats are good. Tom Brady is arguably one of the best quarterbacks in football, and certainly over time one of the best. But the Detroit Lions were playing well.
So they were up 1 point, 14-3. So they had a real good chance. The question is really here. Many people are saying that the Detroit Lions were headed in the right direction. You really have to wonder if 2-9, a 2-9 record with Coach Jim Schwartz, is that really the right direction?
They always seem to fall apart late in their games, though.
I agree with that. And Bill Belichick actually gave them a compliment. He said they have a good offense. They played well. They played with a lot of intensity. He said this is the best team that he's seen from Detroit in a long time. But that doesn't say much. They're 2-9, and you have to really have a conversation. Now, Bill Belichick moved to 172 victories, moving past Joe Gibbs for the 11th place on the NFL's list. And so that's, you know, it was a remarkable game for him and for Tom Brady, who had a perfect quarterback rating.
Again. Second time.
Precisely.
I mean, I graduated from Michigan, so, you know, soft spot in my heart for little old Tom Brady there doing great with the Pats. Thanks again to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Are you ready to make some sports Super Bowl predictions yet, Ibrahim?
Well, I mean, this weekend we have the Vikings and Redskins, Packers, Falcons, Eagles, Bears. There's going to be a lot of great games this weekend. I'm not prepared. I love the Giants. I love the Jets. But I don't think they're going to make it
to the
Super Bowl.
At some point, you're going to have to make up your mind.
We'll get him. We'll pin him down.
Patriots, Eagles. That's what I'll say right now. Patriots, Eagles.
Oh, interesting. Thanks.